2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
With Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery. With the access and insight on the teams you're passionate about.
I love it, baby.
This is 97.5 1280 The Zone, powered by KSLSports.com.
Okay, welcome back. It's 97.5 1280 The Zone, The Zone Sports Network. It's unrivaled. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell. We've had a fun time this show, Scott. We have fun most shows. This has been particularly fun. So, hey, I was going to bring something up with you. You know, I think I was like a lot of people. I couldn't stand Kobe Bryant, you know, as a player. Mostly because he was so good.
Didn't part of it, though, feel like maybe he wasn't as good as he thought he was? It was kind of a little...
There was a part to it. Anytime
didn't,
that
didn't it kind of feel like...
There was a good chunk of his career where all we wanted to talk about was, yeah, but how does he compare to Michael Jordan? It's a lot of what LeBron has gone through, right?
Yeah. But Kobe and tried to look like he tried to imitate... Like
he kind of did.
He was kind of the karaoke version of Michael Jordan, right?
But he was so freaking good. The reality was is we didn't like him because he beat the Jazz.
Yeah.
That's why people didn't like
him. He actually was pretty good.
Way good. Yeah. I seen all this stuff today on the second anniversary of his of that helicopter crash that claimed the lives of I think it was 11 people total. It was 9. I thought it was 9 plus Kobe and his daughter, but Kobe and his daughter, as you've seen the videos, it makes me supremely sad.
Yeah.
And
that was right out where I filmed The Biggest Loser, like
was,
within blocks of where
it was
we were.
One of those play. Yeah. It was one of those times that I can actually, and I always, it's one of those moments. We have handfuls of them, right? But not a ton. I remember exactly where I was when I got the news of Kobe's death. That's how impactful. Because on the one hand, he was doing all this awesome stuff too. That like the hatred for the Kobe the player. Wore off. It had already gotten to the point where it was like he was hanging out with his daughters and just living the dream and being
won an Oscar.
Super, I mean, like doing all the projects he wanted. You realize how smart he was, how amazing he was at stuff. And you know, I've just been to see what his wife Vanessa is going through still. She's in court over a lot of these battles that she's having with the sheriff's department, with the operators of the helicopter company. The families of the helicopter pilots, and I just hope that she finds some peace, because it would be awful. And I don't know if it's possible. Well, I don't know if it's not a getting over thing.
Go,
I just want there to be a moment.
You go through a lot of emotions in the grieving process, and it's different for everyone, and it's challenging.
She has gone through something that you know.
What's hard for me with stuff like that is you feel like. There was just so much more that could have been done, like with their life. You know, I think of some of these artists who, and some of these athletes who've died way too young, or really anyone who's died, they just, you know, and you hear parents that go, you know, I'm never going to see my kid go to prom. I'm never going to see I'm not going to have grandkids. I'm not going to, you know, and that's the hard part is missing out on those wonderful experiences of life when you lose someone way too young. I mean, that's really the challenge of it, you know, and the disappointment. I always feel bad about those situations. The thing for me as I get older, like, and recently we've had some people very close to me, family members and good friends who have passed away, like this last year, or year and a half, and you get older and death becomes more, I guess, of a reality, and it's not so frightening to me. I don't know. I just don't feel like it's the end.
And I think, you know, even with that, still, even with the thought of something better, just the horrific nature of what that crash is.
I think food
just,
would be better when you die.
You know, you remember that movie, Defending Your Life?
No, I don't.
Albert Brooks, and actually, it's a great movie. You'd love it. You don't never watch it? See, you need your NFL career robbed you of sitting around watching movies, man. You need to sit around and watch this movie, Defending Your Life. There's a scene where obviously, so Albert Brooks is.
I'll watch it.
Albert Brooks has passed away, and it's great perspective. And the idea is you got to go in front of this movie screen of your life and defend your actions, you know, and it's basically a tribunal. Yeah, you know? It's kind of interesting. But one of the things is he goes to this diner. And he's just talking with this other character, and they're like, "What do you have?" And he's like, "Oh, I don't know. I'll get the omelet and the pancakes." She's like, "Oh, you'll love them." And he eats it, and he's talking. He's mid conversation. He takes a bite of his omelet, and he goes, "Oh my gosh, this is amazing! This is the best food I've ever had." And they're like, every day, this is what it's going to be. The bacon was amazing. You know, the omelet was amazing.
So the food is better.
Well, I mean, according to Albert Brooks, I just am so. The two-year anniversary of Kobe, I can't believe it was 2 years. I honestly thought it was last year. So when somebody told me it was two, I went, yeah. I remember exactly where I was on that Sunday. Remember exactly where I was. And I really just hope at this point Vanessa Bryant and their family just can find some peace. Taking the break. We'll come back. Sorry to be a downer, but we got next hour. We got David Locke going to come back. He's going to give us a burst of energy, hopefully. Jazz, Suns. Going on tonight here at Vivint Smart Home Arena. You don't want to miss if this Jazz team, even without Donovan Mitchell, even without Rudy Gobert, here at home, if they can get it done against the Suns, we'll have the voice of the Utah Jazz, David Locke, join us in just a few moments. Stay with us. It's Unrivaled, 97.5, 1280 The Zone.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.